Welcome back to Cool Science Radio. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with John Wells. We were just speaking with Sharon Anderson Morris of the Future in Review, or FIRE Conference, taking place October 9th through the 12th at Stein Erickson Lodge. And hey, John, before we bring on our next guest, I wanted to ask you, where are they going next year?
They're going to be in La Jolla, California.
And then hopefully back the year after. Okay, well, our final guest this morning is Katie Wang, the executive director of the Park City Film Series. Next Thursday, a week from today, they'll be showing the film The Most Unknown. It's a fascinating film that has scientists from various disciplines explaining their work to each other. It's part of the Park City Film Series STEM Educational Series. A panel made up of scientists and science educators will meet after the screening to talk about how to get kids excited about science. Katie's in the studio with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So your STEM educational series, tell us about that.
Sure. So this is we got a grant from the Verizon Foundation a couple of years ago. And so it's evolved to do films that engaged kids with science. And so we're now calling it our STEM education film series. Last year we showed everything from She Started about female entrepreneurs in the tech sector to Bill Nye Science Guy. To Jane about the documentary about Jane Goodall. And so we're trying to mix it up. So it's not always documentaries about scientists kind of in a very specific way and the scientific method. But it's trying to help children imagine the breadth and the depth that science, of the scientific field, that not all scientists are biologists, not all scientists are astrophysicists. There's conservation biology, there's wildlife biology, and there's also just something to be said, and that's what Bill Nye was so great about, is just the way that scientists think, kind of the scientific method of exploration and kind of excitement about understanding the world around you in a different way, that there's something about that that translates into any discipline that I think is really exciting. So when we talk about getting kids excited about science and about the STEM fields, and particularly looking at our female students and our minority students that are traditionally underrepresented in these fields, part of the sell, if you will, is that, scientists are real people and they have really interesting lives and they're doing super exciting things. And, now the CEO of the Girl Scouts of America, she was a NASA scientist and now she's the head of the Girl Scouts, right? It's like you don't know where science can take you and where education can take you. And it's really just kind of imbuing that excitement into students. And so The Most Unknown, I think, is really exciting in that regard because you are seeing these scientists from different disciplines and they're talking about things, as you were talking about earlier, about dark matter. Like, what is that? Right? How do we understand some of these unknowns in our universe and why is it important that we understand it? And sometimes, there's a conversation they have in the film where they say, well, what if actually what we think is dark matter is not dark matter? And this kind of astrophysicist is scratching his head. He said, that's so cool if that's true, because now we need to figure out what it is. So now it just leads to the next question. So there is no kind of failure. It's just you go down one path, and if it doesn't take you where you thought it was going to go, your hypothesis does not turn out to be true, then you need to kind of reimagine, as one does in life, okay, well, what is the answer? What else do I need to do? What other experiment do I need to engage with that will lead me, hopefully, to the answer that I'm seeking? There is no right way to do that, and I think that's exciting to kind of think about and really understand and appreciate, and I think the film does a good job of explaining some of these complex topics, but also, relating the excitement that these scientists have for their fields, everything from astronomy to cognitive sciences to microbiology, and you kind of get into their world for a little bit. And, hopefully that'll, excite some child in our community to say, yeah, I want to do that. Or I've always wanted to explore these different things, but I wasn't sure how to get into that. And that's really where the panel comes in, to show the resources that are available in our community. We'll also have a science showcase, so we'll have hands-on interactive science experiments before and after the film. We'll have everyone from the Leonardo to Girl Scouts of America, which now have a whole STEM badge series, to get kids kind of get their hands dirty.
There's no preconceived idea of where the film's going. It just happens. You take nine scientists from nine completely different disciplines, a particle physicist with a microbial scientist, and you sort of put them in this drop-in situation one-on-one. So it starts out in a cave under Italy, and they're looking at slime and other microbial species. That person then travels to Milan to talk to a particle physicist about dark matter. After their exchange, the dark matter scientist travels to Belgium to talk to a scientist about consciousness. What is the mind? What is consciousness? He actually straps on this headgear, and with his mind, they teach him how to make a robotic arm move. So you don't know exactly where the movie's going, and that's exciting. But the juxtaposition of taking a particle physicist and putting him with a microbial and then with a cognitive physicist or cognitive doctor is fascinating because the fields are so differently. But then what happens is immediately they start speaking the language of science. They're in completely two different fields. But it's like watching really good jazz, you know?
Absolutely.
You get this musician, you drop a musician into a quartet, and all of a sudden they start speaking the language of music. And that was fascinating to me. And the particle physicist could add value to the conversation on the cognitive side as the microbial person added value to his understanding of particles. So that's what really excited me.
Absolutely. And it makes it, it's you know, you don't feel like you have to be a total science, you know, wonk to get to really understand it. And that's what's so exciting is that even these are incredibly smart people, right? And but they don't understand necessarily the other person's field. So they have to explain it in kind of plain English, if you will, what it is that they're doing so that it makes sense to the other scientists that they're engaging with because, you know, they know a little bit about it. But, you know, I mean, you're a PhD, you're fairly specified in your field. So it makes it more easier to understand as just the layperson coming in to understand and appreciate what it is they're doing. And just, you know, it's like anytime you have a great teacher, right? It's always because they're so passionate about what they do. And it's like, you know, they're giggling with glee about these discoveries of these things that you're like, I don't even know what that is, but I'm so excited for you and I want to know more.
Excited.
And it's, I don't know, I love that kind of stuff. And it's, I think it's successful as a film when you talk about STEM education and getting kids excited in science. For all of those reasons, that it's like when you ever see, you know, it's like when you see sports, you see someone, it doesn't even matter if you don't appreciate that particular sport, but you see someone at the top of their field, there's just something that's so compelling about that,
right?
That it just kind of draws you in.
Well, I know that this film is so compelling. I've read critic reviews of it, and the one that stuck with me was this: a rich assortment of wonders with sweeping, sparkling vistas of strange beauty that would make David Attenborough weep. And he, of course, is the documentarian for the Planet Earth series, which is mind-blowing when you see that. And so, yeah, if David Attenborough would weep in watching this documentary, it's got to be a good one. And I just wanted to mention, you know, I was reading a study the other day that said that 16% of only women represent 16% of STEM educated or STEM related degrees coming out of college. Mm-hmm. And that kind of sets us up for that gender pay gap. And, and you know, along the line, it kind of explains a lot. And I think that bringing the science to and the curiosity about the science in this way is so crucial and so important. So thanks. And can you tell us the when, what, where, and why of it? It's what time on Thursday?
Sure. So it'll be Thursday the 27th. It's at 7 o'clock. It's a free screening, thanks to the Verizon Foundation. We'll have a pre-film showcase, science showcase, interactive, hands-on, before the film, starting at 6:30, and then after the film. We'll also have a panel discussion that JW will moderate with Dr. James Taubery, who's a professor of philosophy. So we're trying to follow the theme of the film and bring in PhDs from different disciplines. We'll have Dr. Pearl Sandek, who's a professor of physics and astronomy from the University of Utah. Anna Ebling, who's a chemistry teacher at the high school here, and Luke Wellman, who's a STEAM educator. So adding a little art in there from the Leonardo. But we're really excited about the whole series. So you can come next week on Thursday, and then we'll actually be bringing back Science Fair, which is the Audience Award winner at the Sundance Film Festival this year, in December on the 13th as another free screening. And we'll showcase some of our Science Fair winners here in our community. And then, you know, hopefully plant some seeds for our students as they go into the Science Fair season and get excited about science and what they can do through the, I mean, you never, some of these Science Fair winners, I mean, the places that it can take them, it's incredible to see that. So, you know, building on that excitement. But come next week, parkcityfilmseries.org. You can check out the